Hare Krishna, today I will be addressing about the importance of hearing and reading every day. A question can be asked that when chanting is actually the Yuga Dharma of Kali Yuga and the best of all the processes, then why do we have to follow the other limbs of bhakti, that is Shravanam, Smaranam and Archanam and other things? So the answer is that hearing and reading is the most essential part of chanting the holy name for the following reasons. Especially for sadhakas, they cannot chant the holy name effectively without hearing and reading regularly. So Sukhdev Goswami perfected through chanting, but we should also remember that first he heard from Vyasdev. Another important point is that although some of the devotees or acharyas or the pure devotees, they performed one anga of bhakti and they attain perfection, but it's not necessary that they perform only one anga of bhakti. In fact, they performed many of them simultaneously, but they gave more emphasis and importance to one anga of bhakti, and that's how they attain perfection. So in the case of Sukhdev Goswami also, we can see that he attained perfection through chanting, but he also heard from Vyasdev. So like similarly, other devotees also hear and do remembrance and perform other limbs of bhakti simultaneously. Now, if one chants the holy name without knowledge, then one can only attain the stage of Namabhas, which means that one can only attain liberation instead of going back to Godhead, or instead of attaining pure devotional service to the Lord. And one example is that of Ajamil. So he chanted the name of the Lord in a offenseless way, but because it was without knowledge, so he could only attain the stage of Namabhas. He couldn't go beyond that. So you see that he attained liberation, or you can say that he got liberated from all his karmas, but he couldn't go back to Godhead. Only after the Vishnudutas allowed or gave the chance to Ajamil, then, you know, after he performed bhakti and attained knowledge, after that he went back to Godhead. So without knowledge, one cannot achieve Shuddhanam, or one cannot chant the holy name purely. And pure name is required to go back to Godhead, but not Namabhas. Also, we know from Shastra that Shravanam is actually the first step of bhakti, or we can say that bhakti begins with Shravanam. Now, many things we don't realize and understand and know automatically just by chanting the holy name. So we require knowledge, and that's the reason it is mentioned that the first step of bhakti is Shravanam. So without hearing from the spiritual master and from the devotees, we cannot get proper understanding or the principle or the siddhant behind the devotional practices, because although it is said that the holy name reveals everything in itself, but the holy name reveals only when we acquire proper knowledge from the guru. So when we chant with knowledge, then the holy name is more effective. Otherwise, it will have minimum effect. Like for example, it is mentioned that the holy name, when we start chanting the holy name and we hear the holy name, so that time the holy name should reveal itself automatically, like the name, form, the qualities, the pastimes of the Lord. But we see that whenever we are chanting the holy name, it is not revealing all these things to us. So these things are actually revealed to us more by knowledge, which we attain from reading and hearing. Now, Krishna and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, they also heard from Guru. They also accepted Guru. So that actually means that one has to follow and approach a bona fide spiritual master and hear from them. Another interesting point is that Acharyas wrote elaborately on Sambandh Gyan. So there are three stages of knowledge called Sambandh Gyan, Abhidhaya Gyan and Prayojan. And the entire Vedas, they talk about these three knowledge. So Sambandh Gyan is actually the most important part of knowledge, because it establishes one's relationship with the Lord. And the Acharyas have written elaborately on Sambandh Gyan compared to Abhidhaya and Prayojan. Another thing is that one can also question why Prabhupada wrote so many books. If just by chanting the holy name one couldn't attain everything, then why Prabhupada wrote so many books? Why he translated Srimad Bhagavatam and other literatures? Obviously, because as a guru, the main responsibility or duty of a guru is to actually give gyan, provide knowledge to the disciple. Okay. Now you see, even when we take siksha or diksha, then the only purpose of the guru is actually to give knowledge. So even the Diksha Guru, you know, although he is giving the Diksha Mantras, but that is assisted by bestowing proper knowledge through the mantra in form of establishing a relationship with the Lord. So there also Siksha is necessary. And then Siksha Guru's role is actually to give Siksha or Abhidhaya Gyan. So in any case, knowledge is always required. Another thing is that through knowledge one can destroy ignorance, which is the root cause of sin. So that is the reason it is also mentioned that the Dham is revealed, the holy name is revealed through the ears. So the more we hear, the more our consciousness is cleansed from all the anarthas, and we get a more proper clarity of the things as they are in the spiritual realm. So we hear regularly and read regularly because there is a tendency to forget immediately. If I ask you, what were you doing 1 hour back? Then after a few seconds, you will probably answer this question, but not immediately. So the idea is that because whatever we hear, we tend to forget immediately. So that's the reason we have to hear and read every day, so that this knowledge comes automatically to us, and then we can take shelter of the holy name in a proper spirit. Srila Prabhupada said in almost all of his letters to his followers that they should read his books very thoroughly. It's extremely important. And another important principle is Rupa Goswami has given 5 main limbs of bhakti which should never be neglected. And this is a system that Prabhupada also incorporated in ISKCON very thoroughly. What are the 5 limbs? 5 limbs, the most essential limbs are chanting, associating, Bhagavatam, deity worship and Dhamvas. So if we do these 5 things, then we'll definitely very quickly we'll be able to take the shelter of the holy names in a very pure way. Otherwise, we'll always be committing aparads. And in order to chant purely without offenses, we should know what are offenses and what is not an offense. We should know the etiquettes. So for that also, we should have knowledge. We should have the ability to discriminate. And that's the reason hearing and reading of the Shastras is extremely essential. Thank you. Hare Krishna.